busted, got back on the road, busted the road wide open, just parted it out back into another row, left it lay there, and that old bed would just lay there and mellow up, rain, and just kind of get mellow, you know, and go back in there with a hair and knock it off and plant it. Of course, we didn't have, back in then, we didn't have no Traflin or a lot of these Herban, post-emergence, Herban and Cotteran, and we just didn't have that stuff. We just get out there with that old hoe and get at it, you know, after stuff did
so
come up.
So you're doing what with cotton? You how'd you used to get the weeds out when you would?
Hoe it.
So you were chopping?
Chopping cotton.
Chopping cotton.
I chopped a mini row of it. I won't do it no more.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it anymore, but when I was young, I chopped a mini row of cotton. We used to have colored people, you know, we would have as high as 150 in the field at one time.
Wow.
And we'd have, oh, we'd farm in maybe 200-300 acres, you know. But that was mainly what we used to farm. We didn't have these, have a lot of beans. We might have 100 acres of beans. We'd farm no more than 300-400 acres at the most. Now we farm 1,200-1,500 acres.
Mm-hmm.
And it was mainly cotton is what it was. And we just didn't have this, have these new methods of controlling weeds.
Mm-hmm.
Grab the old hoe and go to work it. Sun up, come in, sun down, sun down.
The dachshund, we have one of those dogs. What kind of dog do you got? You got any other kinds?
No, we don't. We used to have a bunch of hound dogs, you know, deer dogs. We used to raise them. Excuse me. We used to raise hound dogs and run them over here at this club across, you know, Arkansas City Hunting Club. And we had as high as, oh my goodness, we had as high as 25 and 30 walker hound dogs, deer dogs. And we would run them every year over at the club. But we just quit messing with them. Just, the club, well, anyway, the club went to hiring these professionals, you know, raise the dog professionally, you know, and then running these different clubs. They'd run Mississippi one week and come over and run Arkansas. We use mostly now a man out of Mississippi. Call him Cat. Name's John. Call him Cat. He's a card. Go play.
You got nothing to do. Well,
can't you find something to do?
There's a thing on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The bulk of the woods is east of the levee now.
Yeah.
And we cleaned up our share of the ground too, you know, but it just seems like the old woods is getting away on this side of the levee.
Yeah.
This will all look like Texas one of these days.
Yeah.
Nothing but a few turn rows and mesquite trees.
I've been through Texas now.
Good. Yeah. I've got kinfolks live in Freeport. Freeport, Texas. I've got two uncles, two aunts. They work down there. Well, they've been living in Freeport now for about 15 years, and both my uncles work on a truck line down there, the Alamo truck line.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my uncles is he's the main boss on that Freeport branch of it.
Yeah. We were talking about your house that you live in. Can you tell me about the rooms of it?